This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman here in Washington.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. government accuses of sanctions evasion and circumvention to help Russia wage war against Ukraine. Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Matthew Miller is a spokesman for the State Department.
The department also designated numerous entities producing and repairing Russian weapon systems, including the Kalibr cruise missile used by Russian forces against cities and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine.
Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden and the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight that is against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. International search and rescue teams dispatched to a village in Morocco have not had success finding yet individuals, according to the operations commander, Jim Chaston.
We haven't had the success of actually rescuing any people. We have done some first aid and some medical evacuations from some of the other villages, so that's really played our part. Moving forward, you know, we're going to continue as long as the Moroccan people want us here.
This is VOA News. Russia is expelling two U.S. diplomats. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Russia has ordered two U.S. diplomats to leave the country within 7 days, accusing them of keeping in touch with a man in Russia who worked at the U.S. consulate in Vladivostok, but was arrested earlier this year. The ex-employee was accused of collecting information for U.S. diplomats about Russia's military action in Ukraine and related issues. The two U.S. diplomats ordered to leave are the first secretary at the U.S. Embassy in Russia, Jeffrey Sillin, and the second secretary, David Bernstein. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement that the U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, has been informed of this and told that what it called the illegal activities of the U.S. diplomatic mission are unacceptable. And the Moscow expects Washington to, quote, refrain from confrontational steps. I'm Rita Foley.
About 13,000 U.S. auto workers stopped making vehicles and headed for the picket lines Friday after their leaders couldn't bridge a giant gap between union demands and contract talks and what Detroit's three automakers are willing to pay. The United Auto Workers Union went on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis at once for the first time in 88-year history, that is, as the four-year contracts with the companies expired Thursday night. Hurricane Lee is moving closer to the New England region of the United States and Canada's Atlantic coast, with the storm expected to make landfall over the weekend, according to forecasters. In a briefing, the National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome said the impact of the storm should not be taken lightly.
Now, wind and power outages are probably going to be the biggest impact, and I'm fearful people are taking this for granted because it's moving offshore. A lot of people focus on the exact track, which is a mistake in this case. These winds, these hazardous conditions will impact coastal areas here in the Northeast Friday night, overnight Friday night, and Saturday.
Search and rescue efforts continue in eastern Libya, where devastating floods left thousands of people dead, thousands more missing. The Libyan Red Crescent said Thursday the death toll from Sunday's floods in the city of Derna had risen to 11,300. An additional 10,000 people are reported missing. Derna was the hardest hit area, with torrential rain and dam failures wrecking buildings, burying people in mud and washing away many others out to sea. The Dominican Republic will shut down its entire border with neighboring Haiti 6 a.m. Friday, President Luis Abinader told reporters, amid a conflict over the construction of a water channel from a shared river. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.